Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank. No matter what business you're in, make our business banking team yours. Ulster Bank Ireland Tech is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Did you know that there were two Macedonias? One is the former Yugoslav Republic and the other is a province of Greece. Now, the battle for control of the name Macedonia has led to the FYRM, as it's known internationally, being blocked by Athens from joining organisations like NATO and the EU. But there could be a compromise in sight. Journalist Helena Smith is in Athens and she's been telling me that the current issue stems from the breakup of Yugoslavia.
It is indeed a row that goes back to the disintegration of Yugoslavia and the decision of Yugoslavia's southernmost republic, what was always known as the Republic of Macedonia, to call itself the Republic of Macedonia internationally. This inflamed Greek sensitivities and fears that the Macedonians, Slav Macedonians, actually had another overarching aim, which was an irredentist aim to claim to seize territory from northern Greece, also known more generally as the Greek part of Macedonia. Macedonia was a large territory incorporating several countries, Yugoslavia, Bulgaria and Greece. And Greece has long felt that its neighbours' attempts to and Greece has long worried and felt that the attempts by its neighbour to claim the name exclusively as his own actually conveys this hidden ambition to seize the Greek part of Macedonia, which is around the very strategic port of Thessaloniki, the northern capital of Greece.
And how active has the Greek government been nationally, but internationally as well, in ensuring that Macedonia is not recognised as such, and also ensuring that it doesn't get access to memberships of international organisations?
Greece has been very, very active on this issue. It sees it as one of its great national issues, along with the issue of Cyprus, the issue of the Aegean Sea with NATO rival Turkey. It's on a par with these national issues for Greece. And as the row has intensified since independence was claimed under the name of Macedonia by Skopje, Greece has taken great diplomatic efforts to block its neighbours' bid to join NATO and the EU. Skopje was actually granted EU accession more than a decade ago, but in 2008, Greece blocked those accession talks. It also blocked its bid to join the Western Military Alliance, known as NATO. And both of these moves have caused some consternation in Western capitals, not least Washington, which feels that they're not helping the stability of a region that is traditionally very restive and unstable. The Balkans were in flames barely a decade ago. So the desire now is for this very long-standing row to finally be resolved.
I understand there have been efforts through the years to reach a compromise, but what is the likely compromise?
The likely compromise at this point in time is a composite name, and this is a solution very much seen as a compromise here in Athens. A composite name would include the M word, would include Macedonia, but would also designate a geographical marker such as Upper Macedonia or Northern Macedonia. It would be less offensive to the Greeks because it would be seen to be less appropriative, less exclusive than the Republic of Macedonia, which for Athens conveys these possible territorial ambitions.
And is there a belief now that the two prime ministers in Macedonia and in Greece, that they are talking and that they are both actively seeking a solution?
Yes, there's very much a feeling, both in Athens and in Skopje, that for once the stars are aligned, the new leadership in Skopje, in Macedonia, is very progressive. Zoran Zaev leads a social democrat party. His government takes a much more tolerant approach, an open approach to this issue. His predecessor, Nicola Gruevski, a right-wing nationalist, had taken a very hardline approach to this, had offended Athens greatly by going on this Gargandian and highly controversial monument building campaign that had seen very large monuments to Alexander the Great, widely seen as an ancient Greek figure and a symbol of Greece. He had built statues to him. He had named, his government had named the international airport in Skopje after Alexander the Great. All of this had incensed the Greeks. Now, with Alexis Tsipras, the leftist Syriza leader in power in Athens, who takes a very progressive and open-minded view to the Macedonian issue and feels that it really should be resolved once and for all, that it will be in the commercial and economic interests of Greece if Greece solves this problem that's come between it and its neighbor to the north for the past 30 years almost. And in Skopje, we also have Zoran Zaev, who wants to solve it because he really wants his impoverished republic to finally be granted membership of NATO, which will stabilize the Balkan Peninsula, and also get long overdue talks with the EU, started these accession talks. And through that, of course, his country will become richer and more stable if it were to join the European Union. So Zoran Zaev has actually given a clue to the timeline that we can expect. Next week, Athens and Skopje will dispatch delegations to New York to begin talks with a UN special mediator on the Macedonian name issue. The Macedonian leader has said that he believes a mutually acceptable solution will be made in the very near future. It remains to be seen if this dispute, however, will finally be settled with a referendum. A referendum in Skopje will almost certainly take place. It's up in the air whether a referendum would take place on this issue here in Athens.
And that was journalist Helena Smith reporting from Athens.